Kirby and Josh.
Always working, always working hard. Tell you what, never got stuck through that Monday.
Always on the clock. I tell you what, we got a great call today about how badly did you stuff up on the job.
God, I love that. That was brilliant too.
I recommend if anyone's listening to this to go to our Facebook page and read the comments we also received, because some people have really stuffed up.
Yeah, well, the story that got us there, they stuffed up. And like, it's the one job that you had. I honestly don't know how you get it wrong. The Brighton Marathon. It's just insane. Monday facts were great. Great local story too.
A feel-good one.
Someone's bird got stolen. A store's bird got stolen.
Yeah, from Drysdale.
It's insane.
Who's part of their community. Mm. Has his own personality and someone stole him, but there's a happy ending to that.
Celeb game, there's heaps. Oh, we met Farmer Finley.
Briefly.
Your boyfriend.
Yeah, briefly, because someone's trying to poach him.
Yeah, I reckon you should take it. I honestly do. I'm on his side, either way.
He hasn't said he wants to do it.
I'm going to maybe send him a text, I reckon. Okay. I just don't think he's thinking clearly right now. Okay. You can listen to it all right now on the podcast. Herbie, a bit of a sad story on the weekend, which has turned out to be a good one.
Exploded over all the social media sites, all the community pages, Geelong, the Surf Coast.
That's right, the Ballerine, because from Drysdale Home Timber and Hardware, they've got a worker there, they like to say, Jacko the Cockatoo.
Yeah.
Went missing over the weekend. He was stolen.
Which is not good.
No, not at all. And then today they posted this.
And thank you to everyone for the community support and sharing everyone that, you know,
so beautiful.
It is really nice, isn't it? It's a great
and a happy ending.
That's right. So we had to get the store manager, Ben Garvey, from Drysdale Home Timber and Hardware. Jacko's back.
He has been found. He has been returned by a stranger who said that she received him off the gentleman. And it's just been left at that. We don't know who that person is.
Right, so what happened? Talk us through it. When did Jacko go missing?
So Jacko went missing Saturday night at approximately 8:50. The intruder entered the property and just came in just to take Jacko, basically. And we found out Sunday morning, obviously, with his cage open and missing. And then, obviously, through the cameras, we found that the intruder had taken him and that Jacko was in his hands, and we were very concerned. Honestly, I didn't know if we'd see him again.
Yeah.
But I've shed plenty of tears.
Yeah.
But they'll be happy tears tonight.
Oh, definitely. It's great news. Because Jacko is really part of the Drysdale community. Everyone knows him, especially if you see it on social media when it first was alerted that he went missing. Everyone was up in arms. Did you think that someone would ever do this, like take Jacko?
No.
Yeah.
No. This is the thing. I think... look, you can't predict what people do. People do things, and sometimes they can do things and they don't mean to do it. Like, it's just a moment. It's just an erring judgment. But, you know, you do worry about animals that need care, and he does need care.
Yeah.
So it's just wonderful he's back. We can care for him now and give him lots of cuddles.
So, Ben, what does Jacko mean to you? Because obviously I can just hear the relief in your voice, which is fantastic to hear. So how long has Jacko been with you?
He's been at the store for 13 years. So he's had a lot of people work with him. There's a guy here who's been here for the last 13 years that's worked with him every day.
Mm.
I've been here for 9 months. I've been a store manager here for 9 months. But, you know, I've never connected with a bird. I have with this bird.
Yeah.
Absolutely distraught. I didn't sleep last night.
Yeah.
He means everything. And it's like I said to, I spoke to Channel 7, I said, he's a little concierge, you know, like... he's a real meeter and greeter.
Yeah.
He says hello to people. He loves hopping on people's arms. He's just a beautiful little person. We love him.
And when will we expect Jacko back at work?
He's here.
He's back. Oh,
the man doesn't even get a day off. You know.
did he get a great meal on return though? A little treat.
He's got his seat. I'll go down now. He loves shelled peanuts. We've had to cut him back because he's put on a bit of weight. So he's been on peanut ration. But we might go down and crack him a few peanuts and let him bunch through them.
He deserves them.
Yeah, absolutely. Ben, thank you so much for your time. It's a great story for, you know, well, it's turned out to be a great story anyway.
Yeah.
yeah, I'm truly relieved. The store's truly relieved. I will say this. I just want to thank the Drysdale public, especially the Ballerine. I shouldn't just say the Drysdale public. I should say the whole Ballerine that got behind it. Everyone that shared, everyone that looked into it. Very relieved that the gentleman or the person that took, and we don't know if it's a gentleman, the individual that took the bird, has given him back, realises how much he means to the community, and we can just, you know, move on from here, hopefully.
It's a good news story, and we're all about it. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
Ben Garvey there, store manager of Drysdale Home Timber and Hardware, and great to see Jacko back. And
yeah, you can go pop in.
That's right, go say g'day.
Bring him some peanuts.
Watch him, he's fat now. You just heard it. Debbie and Josh driving home on K-Rock 955. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. In a second, going to ask you, how badly did you stuff up on the job? Because this is just brilliant.
Well, it's kind of not brilliant.
Well, I don't know how this happens. Exactly. Because I think if you're going to organise a marathon, the first thing that you do is work out how far the exact distance is between the 2 points.
Yes, because a marathon stock standard, 42.2.
Yeah, exactly.
Which,
right.
My golly goodness, if you're running that, pat on the back. It's such a long distance.
So there was one overseas, the Brighton Marathon over in the UK.
Big one.
And basically, they worked out after the people had taken off, the start of the race, that the course was too long. Now, I know this isn't going to sound like a large number, but 568 metres, which is half a kilometre, which is when you've run 42.2,
that is,
you're thinking, geez, I want to be done. And the other thing is, imagine if it was like you were on world record pace.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm smashing it.
Exactly.
You know, whatever. And then you've got that extra half a K that you got to run. When
I was
done.
Killing it. What happened? Like, because people plan and they train. They know exactly how fast they want to go at that certain time. I mean, I'm speaking from hearing from people because I've never done one myself. But to then know you'd running an extra 500 metres, you'd be livid.
Oh, you'd be spewed, wouldn't you?
Especially if you started to sprint because you thought it was coming and you're like, hang on, this sprint's now another K.
I'm done. Because you'd have it on your watch, wouldn't you? You're mapping it out as you go. So essentially they worked out it was human error and they'd put the finish line too far.
Which I get that humans are humans. We all make mistakes. But that one? That's a big boo-boo.
I reckon, because you, especially like a big marathon like that, Brian, which is obviously a lot of contestants, you're thinking it's going to be legit, and it's on the course as well. So
it's not like they didn't fill up enough water, little plastic cups at once, you know?
No.
It's a big problem.
You've got it right to the line.
Imagine if they did that here on the Surf Coast Marathon, which the ultra one goes to 100. You would want to backhand someone if you found out they made you go over the ton.
You know, and because you're angry at that point, aren't you? Your body's so sore.
You just wanted to be done.
Oh, God. Have you stuffed up on the job?
Oh.
After you've just lavished this person, just absolutely ripped in.
I mean, have I taken us off air a few times? Maybe. When I used to work in the show bags at the Cabaret section at the Royal Melbourne Show, did I forget the novelty part to the show bags? Every single time. Until someone told me that I'd forgot it. So, yes, I've made some mistakes, okay?
52232955. How badly did you stuff at work? Did you crash the car? Did you forget to do something?
Something on site? I'd love that.
We'd love to hear from you. But right now, 52232955. How badly did you stuff up on the job?
I mean, we're all human.
That's right. Overseas, they got the marathon distance wrong. They made the runners run an extra half a kilometre, which you'd shattered at that
point.
You'd
be livid.
You just want to get to the end and you've got to run an extra half a K.
We've got Christy, who's messaged us on our Facebook, said she ran over her little gets with a truck. She didn't have a truck license, turned the corner in the car park, didn't turn wide, then got stuck, looked in the mirror and the whole trailer was stuck on top of the bonnet.
Oh, she dragged her car along. Oh, jeez, that's bad.
Some people have bad days. Justin from Nor Lane, how badly did you stuff up on the job?
Yeah, pretty bad. It was so I started as a cleaner at Newcombe Central in 2018.
Yeah.
And I had about 2 hours training on the ride-on floor scrubber. And then, I had the training, and then they got me into work by myself 2 days later. It was Geelong Cup Day.
Yeah.
And I didn't know from bar of soap how to use this floor scrubber like I had 2 hours training.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm using the floor scrubber and I flooded the whole of Newcombe Central out in front of Safeway where Ferguson Blair is. I had to get the Safeway people to come out and use their floor scrubber because I had no idea what I was doing. So the whole joint's flooded. Customers are walking in and out. I felt like the biggest dick.
Did you lose your job?
No, I didn't. No.
Well, I guess the floor's got cleaned.
I rang my manager once it happened. And then they're like, well, the head boss is like, well, he shouldn't have been working by himself on his second day on the job.
Yeah.
So, never our fault. Never our fault.
Right, I love that.
Blame someone else.
Good job. It is heavy.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Last week, Josh, it was a slow news week.
That's right.
And you and I thought, well, why not? If there is no news, why don't we create some news?
That's right. We gave it a red hot crack because we saw
Melbourne Star. Is that what observation
that
wheel?
That's right. The thing that never gets used.
No.
Finally shut down because obviously they've unfortunately lost some money this year in the last 2 years because of COVID.
And I think it was always broken.
Yeah.
Like it just wasn't a good thing for Melbourne. So we started the little rumour that it's going to be replacing the Ferris wheel that normally is at Geelong's foreshore because that's actually off getting maintenance.
Yeah, that's right. So we put it up on Geelong Community Information page on Facebook. Jeez, people confirmed it too, which is the thing. So be careful what you're reading there as well sometimes.
Yeah, it's not all believable. It's like Wikipedia. You can change that as quick as it's bloody.
Yeah, that's right. It's up there.
Takes to Google. Yeah,
for sure.
So there was a lot of comments that came through, and there was one in particular which said, this would be amazing for the community because it would be an even bigger wheel.
That's right.
And you and I were thinking about it going, we love Geelong's Ferris wheel. It looks so good.
Oh, the photos. Doesn't it look amazing?
Oh,
especially
for
the car park at Eastern Beach.
It lights up. Oh, it's beautiful. Mm. So we can confirm that is coming back. It's just getting fixed. But the comment of saying a big wheel would be exciting got us thinking that we wouldn't mind having a big thing.
That's right, because I don't think we do. Because I always see, like, whenever I go back up north, because my cat's family is from there, my partner, always go past the big mango on Bowen. And I think that's huge. Isn't that awesome? Let's get a photo.
And so you're talking about it now.
Yeah.
You would have stopped how many photos over the journey?
And it's a landmark, too. So you go, oh, I just passed the big mango.
Yeah.
Bang.
Can we meet at the big mango? Or the big banana?
Well, that's the big one, isn't it?
That's
the biggest of big ones.
And this is what I'm talking about. It is so big that it is now its own little industry. Mm. It not only brings tourism in, but it helped boost their economy.
That's right.
It's so big now that it started off as just the big banana.
Yeah.
You had some bananas. Yeah, you could go and enjoy a little milkshake. It's a theme park now.
Yeah, I know. Isn't
it's a
insane?
Bloody amusement park.
It's the best part of Coffs Harbour, to be honest.
And over 1 million people each year are going specifically to the big banana.
Really? Oh, wow. That's a lot of people through the doors.
Now, I'm saying at the moment, Victoria, we've done it quite tough.
Yeah, absolutely. The toughest out of any state.
Exactly. So if we could get a big thing here to Geelong, obviously it'd be great. It's a talking point around town.
Mm.
But also, it's going to bring a lot of people to a place that needs the tourism boost at the moment.
For sure. It's the start of the Great Ocean Road, really.
And it leads to other things.
That's exactly
other
right.
adventures. Australia Post, they issued a set of postage stamps all about the big things. We could be on stamps. Letters going all around the world.
Well, I feel like we're missing out now.
Exactly.
So what we're going to do, we're going to chuck it up on our Instagram account. We'll do a little poll there. Do we need a big thing here in Geelong? If we do, we'll start taking it further.
I'll happily campaign. I mean, our campaign to get rid of wind chimes, was that as important as getting a big thing? No. Right.
Well, this is for the community, isn't
it? Exactly.
Not for you, which is great. So I can get behind it.
You could beg to differ. They're both for the community. But
for sure.
If we can get a positive response on this, then let's start the campaign.
That's right. I reckon I like it. The big thing.
Bigger,
what will it be,
bigger,
too?
Bigger.
It's exciting. Kirby and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 9.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, this headline grabbed my attention. Penguins may be aliens.
Okay.
Now, I know you hate space, but this is pretty awesome.
I love penguins, though.
Who doesn't love penguins?
They're happy, happy feet. Look at them.
So scientists have discovered a chemical from Venus in the waste of penguins. And so they're wondering how the hell has this even happened? It's pretty amazing when you think about it. So basically, this chemical that they found the traces that's linked back to Venus is called phosphine.
So it's not
anything else on Earth. It's 38 million miles away or whatever that is. So like 60 million kilometers away or whatever it is.
Do you know where my mind goes at the moment? Mm. You know how COVID gets picked up in sewage?
Wastewater.
Wastewater
yeah,
elsewhere.
Right.
And you go, it's not even close.
That's right.
Like this.
That's right. And so it's like literally these one type of penguin, Gen 2 penguins in the Falkland Islands. And basically they're like, how has this even happened? And
exactly.
They're trying to work out what's got to do with it. How did this chemical even do it? Was it a negative reading?
Well, it has to be, Josh.
I'm going to be the
skeptic here because I don't see little penguins coming down from space. In what little aircrafts are they coming?
I mean, you don't like to live outside your little world. I get it. But I'm telling you, you could. But do you know what so penguins on land are called a waddle. Do you know what they're called in the water?
A paddle?
A raft.
A raft.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I wonder what
they're caught up in Venus. You know.
Well, speaking of their poo, it is visible from space at times.
What?
Yeah, apparently because there's so much of it on the white ice that they can see it from space.
I was thinking just like one individual because it had some crazy colour or something in it.
No.
Glow in the dark.
Giant penguins, like we know about the smaller penguins, giant penguins once roamed the planet.
Oh, no, that kind of freaks me out.
So they reckon that they were people-sized, and there's like they've even got bones of prehistoric penguins.
Oh,
that'd be sick, I reckon.
They're not happy anymore if I see a big one like that.
Could you imagine it waddling up to you?
No, I couldn't.
It'd be awesome.
It's like it's too hard to be a penguin.
That's right.
Billy Madison.
Some species can walk up to 100 kilometres over sea ice, which is just insane. So that's like doing the Surf Coast Trek, going back and doing it again, and you still got a bit of extra to do it. 100 kilometres.
No, thank you.
That's a lot of walking. And think about how small they are.
Little feet with a little distance. It'd be like Chandra when she walked with you from the newsroom.
That's right.
She's littler compared to you.
Now, how's this? So it's a lot easier for male penguins to win over their female counterparts. Just have to offer them a pebble. That's it.
That's it. If you know,
you know. Just a sign of just, hey, here's
See?
A pebble.
Yeah, a sign of caring. A sign of actually doing something instead of saying, hey, you're dating me, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
They're doing something.
That's right.
Take note.
Well, yeah, that's right. Even Kat would be happy with a pebble at this stage. Debbie and Josh on Kat.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
On this day.
Debbie and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
All right, Josh, this is where I found something that is happening today.
On this day.
Yep. Could be something from the past in terms of a historical event.
Yeah, right.
Or it could be someone's birthday.
Okay. It just usually leans towards someone's birthday.
Well, do you know what? There was a historical event that I was thinking about. Yeah. So Felicity Huffman.
Yep.
Yep. This is on this day a couple of years ago. She went to jail for 14 days for the uni.
Oh, the scandal.
The scandal.
That's right.
Yeah.
Trying to get her kids in.
Yeah.
I just remember those photos of trying to make them look like rowers. Poor girls just on a rowing machine. It's so silly.
So, yeah, could have gone with that.
Yeah.
But cool. I haven't.
All right.
Really I on. Have gone with someone's birthday.
Yeah. And you reckon this is a big star?
It's a big personality. Yeah.
Okay.
They'd be a definite celebrity. Still relevant today.
Okay.
Huge in their prime.
Okay. So more of a famous back in the day sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not giving a lot away, are
I'm
you?
Not going to no. yet because if I give too much and you go, oh, Herbs, that was easy. Wonder if this will come back next week. If I go too hard, you're like, oh, well, Herbs.
Right, you know, like that's the same voice you use for your brothers and your boyfriend. And I've just been.
Yeah, you're all males that speak the same.
Okay, right. Anyway, here we go. First clue.
Well, he remains my best friend to this day, but used to really annoy me.
Hmm.
Ooh. He remains my best friend. It's the lady, is it?
So that is a lady speaking.
Yeah, and that's whose birthday we're talking about?
She's connected to whose birthday we're talking about.
Jesus, it's hard. This is really hard. All right.
Go next, please.
It's got to be the king.
Out of that, you need to take a word.
King?
Yes. So she is your first clue.
King. King.
Now, this person is Australian.
Right, can I play this last
thing? You can play this last thing.
Oh, Shane Warne.
Yes, Josh! Yeah, bang.
I think the music gave it away very quickly, didn't it?
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Let me get my clipboard out. The critiques.
I don't know who the first one was. Is that Liz Hurley? Hurley? Yeah, right.
Yeah, cool. Dated Liz Hurley.
King of Spin. Jeez, your mind works in mysterious ways, that's for sure.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah.
All right, Herb, this is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics, see where you sit on the news, stuff around the office.
Hit me with them.
That's right. Yeah, nah for no. Nah, yeah for yes. Kicking off with this one. Scary movies.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I don't mind a bit of a thriller.
Thrillers are great, aren't they?
It takes you along for the journey.
And your heart's actually pumping. You're like, oof.
But scary movies, they just don't do it for me. There's so many other movies on top of my list.
Depends on, like, what the scary movie is. If there's a good storyline behind it, it's the ones that have gore in it for me that are just, why? What's the point? You're just trying to gross me out. I get it.
Yeah.
It can't be good for your brain.
And a lot of the effects sometimes are quite cheap. And you go, I can see what's happening here.
I think they've gone a little bit better as time's gone on. But I know you're basing it off It, like back in the day. Fair enough. Anyway, so there's a thing going on at the moment where you can earn money watching scary movies. For October, I was obviously in the build-up to Halloween.
Oh, yes.
I mean, for cash, would you do it?
I'd do anything for cash, really, Josh.
Okay, let's stop there. Daniel Ricciardo.
Nah, yeah.
Oh, my giddy aunt. Do I love Daniel Ricciardo. Oh, I love everything he stands for.
Yeah.
And he's so arrogant, but he embraces it.
Yeah.
He's great.
All are, though, aren't they? Formula One drivers are probably the most arrogant people. Because if you talk about V8 drivers, you meet them. You would have met them as well.
Yeah.
They are some of the nicest people ever. But Formula One,
there's only 20 in the world. Seriously, unbelievable.
And they usually come from money because it's such an expensive sport, isn't it? It's like hard to get involved. Anyway, he won his first one since 2018, and he did the shoey. It's been a long time since we saw it.
They're so good. McLaren, 1 and 2.
Well done.
So happy for them.
Congratulations. Last one, free parking.
Nah, yeah.
I hate with a passion paying for parking.
It's such a thing.
I hate it. I understand that the council wants the money because they can, they can get you with those bloody parking fees, but nothing makes me more angry than knowing I have to pay to park my car that I'm already paying to put on the road.
This is my thing. So the City of Greater Geelong recorded a surplus, so like $141 million for the 2021-2022 financial year. That can't be right, but that's what it says on carrock.com.au. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but they didn't have – there was no – paying for parking for a long time. So like $1.8 million they'd lost due to people not paying for parking. So, and they still ended up in surplus. So surely just give us a cop out.
Seriously, you're making money. Oh my, that's made me even more angry.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
don't get too angry, but they still do a great job in other areas. But I don't want to pay for parking.
And then came out to a parking ticket. Like, I could have donated my blood, which you might need because you might have a medical injury, but yet I still get fined for doing that.
Oh, no, you can't do anything around here, can you?
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, you may recall that I was on a little TV show earlier this year.
I recall it. Yeah, absolutely.
Farmer wants a wife.
I was on holidays, but we had a big viewing party up north.
Yes, it was easy to have a viewing party because I only was in the one ep, so you didn't have to, you know, push on through the season.
That's right.
It was like, oh, there she is, now she's gone, she's out skis. I got friend zoned, little recap.
That's right.
The farmer, Andrew, said he'd love to go to the pub and have a beer with me, and that
you
was
remind me of you, my best mate.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a love story that wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, that's right.
But then in good news for me, at the start of this year, I did actually meet someone. And so
congratulations. You kept that one very secret. We weren't allowed to know about it.
Well, he didn't exist. He wasn't allowed to know because of the show.
Yeah.
In case, you know, I could have won.
Yeah, maybe.
Anywho, the funny thing about it is he is a farmer.
Yeah.
So he's from Finley, and he messaged me today something which... It sort of triggered me a little bit, but also I thought, hang on a second, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Because he got a text from Farmer Wants a Wife, and they've called him
to be a farmer.
To be a farmer on the next season of Farmer Wants a Wife. So I thought, for a bit of fun, let's get him on the show for the first time, Farmer Finley. He hasn't met you, Josh, so he joined us now. Firstly, this is Josh.
Good, Josh. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, doing well. Glad to finally meet you.
Can you just let us know what happened? What did they call you to be the farmer?
Yeah, they asked who wanted to be on Farmer Wants a Wife.
And what did you say?
Nah.
But wait, did you tell them that you were dating someone from the show?
No, I didn't get that far. She said she wants to text me.
She wants to text you?
No, to get, like, more info.
Oh, gotcha.
On some other farmers, because I said I might have some friends.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not going to do it?
No, I wouldn't do it if I was single.
Yeah, fair enough.
So you found the one, some would say.
No.
How did they get your details? Are you like, they got you on speed dial or something?
Well, they tried last year, Josh.
Oh, dead set. Jeez, that's incredible. So you could have been on the same season.
Well, yeah, could have been.
Isn't that just meant to happen then? You know what I mean?
Would you have picked me, do you reckon, in a lineup of me and eight other girls?
Not what you the Andrew. No, I wouldn't pick you.
Who would you have picked?
I don't know.
Just not me.
Good. Yeah, we all saw her first date. Didn't go too well, I guess. Well, we better let you go anyway. But
I'll speak to you later.
Yeah. Nice to meet you anyway.
Yeah, you too, Josh. We'll see you later.
What a legend. Oh, I love him.
Couple of mixed feelings there. Well, I'm not the one. Wouldn't have picked me.
No, that's right. And they want him on the show, and they didn't want you. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Do you remember when Ashton Kutcher recently talked about the fact that they didn't bathe?
Oh, him and his wife, Mila Kunis, they said that they do, but they limit it and restrict it as well for their little kids.
That's right. So the NFL just started over in the States this weekend. Big weekend. He was joining a panel at the front of a large audience, and they're all just telling him to take a shower.
I'm working on a new charity project right now. It's called Outside Wine. And the whole idea is...
So he was getting heckled. He handled it pretty well.
Did he push on through?
He did.
How do you do that when there's that loud? Like, I understand when one person yells out something. When the whole crowd is chanting that instead of an NFL team.
He's a professional. He's a machine. That's what leads us to this. Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, Star. Grace Kelly, Gene Kelly, famous, Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire, VIP. Betty Davis, DiMaggio. The Celebrity Game. So these are celebrities with questionable bathing habits. There's a list of them.
There's more than one.
No, that's what I thought. I was like, this is going to be hard to get.
Easy done. Celebs just live in a different world, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. They do. They can do what they want.
Exactly. And we'll make a game out of it.
All right. So what we're going to do is I'll give you the voice. You just have to tell me who it is. This guy, a very famous actor, had a famous sister. He's also played a superhero recently.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, I came to the conclusion that nobody cares about anything anymore, so...
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, bang, Gyllenhaal, yeah.
Yes!
Oh, well done.
It's gonna be a good day.
It is, congratulations. Oh. Celebrities that have questionable bathing habits is the topic here.
So, the next one. Do we know his habits?
I think, just doesn't have a shower all the time.
Fair enough. Save that water.
Next one.
Yeah, because it has because it's street legal in the states we were in, and then the girls' motorcycles, Dax's motorcycle, and a quad. And
famous kids' movies probably why she's, you know, she had her own TV series growing up as well.
Okay. But are we talking
the voice of someone very famous? Lots of little girls around on the Surf Coast would idolise her in a way.
Oh, I know who it is. Dax's wife. Oh, Anna. No, Belle, she's the voice of Let It Go. What's her name? She's
Three,
blonde.
Two,
Help me
one.
Out. Kristen Bell.
You got it in after.
Kristen Bell. You didn't say anything. Joshua.
It didn't matter. I said 3, 2, 1. Yeah, but you're right. Kristen Bell. Congratulations. Let's go to the third one. This is questionable. Well, celebrities have questionable bathing habits.
I only get up a couple times a year, usually groomed runs and stuff like that. So I invited my little brother.
So he was living down under for a while?
I know exactly who it is.
3, 2.
Zac Efron.
Yeah, I got shower guys. Yeah, last one. I shouldn't be giving you hints. I think this one might be a little bit harder.
Don't give me a hint yet. Okay, and let's see. Don't give me a hint.
People with questionable bathing habits is the topic. Here we go.
While we were filming in Atlanta, you know, I had already read the scene. I had a few people over to watch a football game or something, and Mackie was the first one to show up.
I'm going to take that hint now.
Superhero?
Superhero.
One of the big ones?
Robert? No.
No. It's not Robert.
Is it Iron Man?
No, that's the same person.
Captain America. It is Captain America.
What's his name?
But I don't know his name.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans!
Yeah, well done. Congratulations.
But seriously, these people can afford their water bill. You know?
That's right. But they've got, you know, a celebrity musk about them that they don't really want to wash off.
It's coming out of their pits too, that musk that no one else wants to smell.
Apparently not. Apparently not. It is Evie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Evie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Oh, we love this. It's just fun, isn't it?
Yeah, your Monday facts. You've been rolling these out for a while. I wonder how many facts you've got for Mondays.
I tell you what, running thin.
Running thin.
We've gone through some. But speaking of the song we just heard, I Don't Like Mondays, the Boomtown Rats song, it was actually inspired by a shooting in America where when the police questioned the killer about her motivations to why she went on this shooting spree, she simply answered, I don't like Mondays.
Oh, that's a bit grim.
Isn't it?
Really grim.
Got a song out of it, though.
That's true. Well, let's hopefully go up from there.
Productivity levels is showing that workers on a Monday only manage around 3.5 hours of work, which is 30% less productive than any other day.
Really? Everyone just comes in and I'll get it done later in the week sort of thing. Yeah.
It makes sense. And it rolls on into this one that some researchers state that Monday morning gossiping at work is a significant aspect of helping us get through the day.
Well, to be fair, we all had a bit of gossip today, didn't we?
You just got to catch up.
Loggy, Tom.
We saw them in the building.
Yeah.
In the flesh.
First time the four of us were together for a long, long time.
They had a gossip. So, yes, I would say our productivity levels.
And they still got out of here before 11.
They're wizards.
Amazing. Anyway.
And this one I just wanted to end on because I thought it was a bit of fun. You know, Garfield.
Yeah. I think everyone knows Garfield.
Yeah, Garfield. So
The lazy cat. Hates Mondays.
Hates Mondays. And I just love this. This is a famous quote of his that I believe we should all encompass into our lives.
So this is a fictional character's famous quote. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yep. You with me?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Garfield says, I'm a Friday person in a Monday world. It makes sense.
Oh, I love that.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you like it. You're almost like finishing your speech with that one, aren't you? You know?
Done.
Most people quoting presidents.
No.
Herbs is on a Monday train with Garfield. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.